Going forth to do battle with the forces of darkness is one thing. Doing it in a pair of borrowed sweatpants and an ill-fitting t-shirt is something else entirely. Fortunately, Molly had been thoughtful enough to drop my own clothes into the washer, bless her heart. I could forgive her for the pot roast. In the laundry room, I had skinned out of Michael's clothes and was in the act of pulling up my jeans when Lucio opened the door and leaned in, her expression excited. Dresden, I think I know who... Oh! I jerked my jeans the rest of the way up and closed them as hurriedly as I could without causing any undue discomfort. Excuse me, I said. Lucio smiled, the dimples in her cheeks making her look not much older than Molly. She didn't blush. Instead, she folded her arms and leaned one shoulder on the door frame, her dark eyes taking me in with evident pleasure. Oh, not at all, Dresden, not at all. I paused and returned her look for a moment. Aren't you supposed to be embarrassed, apologize, and quietly leave? Her smile widened lazily, and she shrugged a shoulder. When I was a girl, perhaps. But even then, I had difficulty forcing myself to act awkward when looking at something that pleased me. She tilted her head and moved toward me. She reached out and rested her fingertips very lightly against a scar on my upper arm. She traced its outline and glanced up at me, lifting an eyebrow. Bullet wound, I said. FBI werewolves. She nodded, then her fingers touched the hollow of my throat and slid slowly down over my chest and belly in a straight line. A shuddering sensation of heat fluttered through my skin in the wake of her fingertips. She looked up at me again. Hook knife, I said. Sorcerer tried to fillet me at the Field Museum. Her touch trailed down my bare arms, lingering on my forearms near my wrists, avoiding the red, scalded skin around my left wrist. Thorn manacles, I said, from when Madrigal Wraith tried to sell me on eBay. She lifted my scarred left hand between hers, fingers stroking over the maimed flesh. These days I could move it pretty well most of the time, and it didn't look like some kind of hideous, half-melted wax image of a hand anymore, but it still wasn't pretty. A scourge of black court vampires had a Renfield that got creative, had a homemade flamethrower. She shook her head. I know men centuries older than you who have not collected so many scars. Maybe they lived that long because they were smart enough not to get them, I said. She flashed me that grin again. At close range, it was devastating, and her eyes looked even darker. Anastasia, I said quietly. In a few minutes, we're going to go do something that might get us killed. Yes, Harry, we are, she said. I nodded. But that's not until a few minutes from now. Her eyes smoldered. No, no, it isn't. I lifted my still tingling right hand to gently cup the line of her jaw and leaned down to press my mouth to hers. She let out a quiet, satisfied little moan and melted against me, her body pressing full length to mine, returning the kiss with slow, sensuous intensity. I felt her slide the fingers of one hand into my hair, while the nails of the other wandered randomly over my chest and arm, barely touching. It left a trail of fire in my flesh, and I found myself sinking the fingers of my right hand into the soft curls of her hair, drawing her more deeply into the kiss. I don't know how long that went on, but it wound down deliciously. By the time she drew her mouth away from mine, both of us were breathing harder and my heart was pounding out a rapid beat against my chest and against my jeans. She didn't open her eyes for 5 or 10 seconds, and when she did, they were absolutely huge and molten with desire. Anastasia leaned her head back and arched in a slow stretch, letting out a long, low, pleased sigh. You don't mind? I asked her. Not at all. Good. I just wanted to see what that was like. It's been a long time since I kissed anyone. Almost forgot what it was like. You have no idea, she murmured, how long it has been since I've kissed a man. I wasn't sure I remembered how.